There are several theories on what actually tipped off California's current power crisis, and many people are pointing to deregulation as the culprit. Commentator Amity Schles says the real problem is deregulation that's been sporadically applied.
California's power crisis is exploding into a national storm. The Bush administration swears up and down it won't bail out the state. Still, as the blackouts add up, it becomes harder and harder for Washington to resist the temptation to play the rescuer. A federal bailout would be a mistake, but even worse than any bill in dollars would be the impact of a classic intervention on our political culture. That's because a bailout would seem to prove that deregulation had failed. The whole principle of deregulation, that is. In reality, deregulation did not fail in California. It never had a chance to. California was only halfway to deregulation when Sacramento intervened. Utilities never had the lead time they needed to expand supply. Actually, California's nightmare stems not from deregulation so much as from too much leftover regulation. Utilities must buy power wholesale at the market's high prices. But they are blocked by state rules from passing the new increases along to their customers. Under a true deregulation, prices vary quite a bit. Think of the price of airline tickets at peak times versus off-peak. This variation reflects an efficient, if sometimes hated, market. Little of this flexibility exists when it comes to power prices in California. There, prices are the same morning or night. So why shouldn't ratepayers run as many home appliances as they want during the peak afternoon period? So, California's is really a false deregulation. Think of the last big such failure that went down the political annals, the savings and loan crisis. Just like California, it was first billed as a classic move to free markets. But again, it wasn't one, for even while Congress was talking about freeing SNLs, it was also protecting those very same thrifts from failure by increasing federal insurance on their deposits. This encouraged the SNLs to be reckless. They knew whatever mistakes they made, Washington would pay for them. The next thing coming is we'll all hear how California proved, yet again, that the marketplace can fail in a big way, even in the new laissez-faire era. But those who look closely at the problem will reach a different conclusion. Half a deregulation is worse than none at all.
The comments of Amity Schles, a columnist for Financial Times.